sounds transmitted four times faster in water than it is in air. Sounds transmitted four times faster in water than it is in air. Water, because water transmits sound, you know, a lot more efficiently than air does, and a lot faster. I think it's four times. The sound, every time you inhale on the regulator, you can just hear that. And when you inhale, it activates the positive pressure regulator that shoots a burst of air in. So you can hear that. When you exhale, you can hear the bubbles leaving your regulator. And then you can hear the ice cracking. And sometimes there'll be kind of like low-level booms or whatever. If somebody steps on the ice or hits the ice, then it transmits throughout the water. It's just a weird environment because we aren't made to live in water. So sound comes in as faster. We lose body heat 25 times faster in water than we do in air. Without the assistance of mechanical means. I mean, granted, scuba is mechanical, but that, you could swim and dive down, free dive in water and move in three dimensions where you can't do it anywhere else. So you move slower, but it gives you more freedom than there is anywhere else in life, really. Kind of had two voices going in my head that there was a panic or a high stress situation that kind of occurs. Then you'll have the panicky voice, and then you'll have kind of a logical reason, voice of reason. I sucked the mask to my face, and that was definitely the, oh shit moment. It's like I just need to hit my redundant supply valve. So I change over from breathing on my main bottle where I've had some type of malfunction to breathing off my reserve bottle. Oh shit moment. Again, in training, I practiced in cold water taking my mask off, and I knew, and when you did that, you get the involuntary gasping in water where you're just that, and you can't stop it when you hit really cold water. It's that, and you can't stop it. And at this point, I've pretty much exhausted all of our traditional problem solving avenues. Yeah, it's a beer. When you start to black out, you'll experience tunnel vision, and it'll get closer and closer and closer, and eventually the tunnel will close, and that's when you just go unconscious. Continue to pinch my nose with one hand, held the regulator in with the heel of that hand, and then just chanting the mantra over and over, just don't aspirate, don't aspirate, don't aspirate. Don't aspirate, don't aspirate, don't aspirate. So basically suffocated myself instead of drowning. Because I knew it would just be in my head, and I don't think it was even conscious, but it was there right at like the periphery of my mind. Don't aspirate, don't aspirate. I suffocated myself knowing that they would save me, and that was my best option for survival. Don't aspirate. If not clinical death, I mean literally a heartbeat away from clinical death. That you know, I wasn't breathing, and so it was just
a matter of
just as I lost consciousness, I still remember vividly just this overwhelming sense of peace and calm just at the moment that I lost consciousness. Just everything was just blissful and calm. And it was January 2nd of 2000. An overwhelming sense of peace and calm. Everything was just blissful. January 2nd of 2008.
I wondered if he thought to say goodbye.
Black and red swirled around.
I don't want to be here anymore.
How can you think of this? How can you think of this?
I shouldn't have fought it so hard under the ice. I should not have fought so hard under
you and spring. How can you think of
I don't want to be here as
everything that you have. How can you think of this?
I see how precious it was, but almost how pointless life was. What am I doing with my life? You know, what has occurred? Does it matter if I'm here or not? A lot of fights with my wife.
I don't want to be
short and sharp with my wife.
I
definitely drank too much.
I don't want to be here.
Then, you know, I just get all jittery, I get all anxious, and then you think that you're going crazy, and because this is not normal, and, you know, your emotions are out of control already, and then I'm getting these adrenaline dumps, then that would cause anxiety, and that would make things even worse, and I just started to get really panicky, and think I literally thought I was completely losing my mind.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm so happy to be alive.
It's nice to see you breathe.
It's good to breathe. I'm happy and breathing.
Do you need to be alone? I'm going through this too.
I think I was going to breathe.
Maybe you need help.
No shit. I need a lot of help. I don't know what's wrong.
I'm going through this too.
Yeah, but it didn't happen to you.
Can you be happy you're alive?
I'm so happy I'm alive and I'm with you and the kids.
Can't you be happy you're alive?
I don't know if I want to be alive.
Can you be happy you're alive?
I'm alive. What more do you want? I'm alive. I don't know if I want to be alive. I went for a long walk on the beach. It was a Florida beach, so the on the Gulf Coast, so the sand was just this beautiful white. And I realized at that moment that I was visualizing a metaphor for life, and that our path in life, we normally select that path, that by whatever means we get guided to it, we end up on a path that becomes familiar. And I thought about that some more, and I looked to my left to the deeper sand that hadn't seen water for months. And I thought, it's like, oh, if I walk up there, it requires more effort on my part to walk in the soft sand. There's fewer shells, it's not quite as interesting. If I walk even farther left, it's a lot easier to walk because I'm up on the boardwalk now. I still have a nice view of the beach, but I'm not getting the reward of the little shells. And then if I move even farther left, now I'm on the other side of the condos and the motels, so I'm walking on the sidewalk. It's a real simple walk.
but I'm in traffic, I'm in pollution, and I can't even see the beach anymore. And then I contemplated, I looked to the right out at the ocean, and that was also another path, but that's swimming. And that requires a lot more effort. It can be very thrilling and exhilarating, but also much more dangerous and strenuous. And so I started weighing all these and just thinking, it's like, wow, I'm getting a second chance at life. Am I on the right path? I really need to evaluate that.
I needed to make sure that I was on the correct path, that maybe I should be swimming instead of walking on the beach.
Is there something more?